Okay, we're all back and we're on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you to all our listeners. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And, you know, our next guest, David Hendren of New Technology Ventures. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So tell us all about New Technology Ventures.
Well, we are an early stage venture fund and we focus on two areas. One is technology. And one is healthcare, and primarily healthcare technology and technology-enabled services. We do most things very early, and we very heavily emphasize spinning out and commercializing technologies from things like research organizations.
Why early?
Among other things, because it's really fun. It's creative. You work with really interesting people who are extremely creative and where we can add some value. Oftentimes, when you're working with that incredibly smart entrepreneur, that entrepreneur needs a lot of help to bring an idea to commercial fruition. And because somebody's really good at physics or engineering, doesn't necessarily mean that that person is going to do a great job at conceptualizing a business, understanding how to commercialize something, and that's where good partnering and collaboration comes
in. So you get involved?
Very. We a big part of our...
Not just an investment fund.
No, we're pretty hands-on.
Right.
And
operators as well?
Yeah, and in terms of putting together our team, a very important part of the mix was having people with meaningful operating experience.
So how many companies would you have in your portfolio at one time? I would assume you'd have to keep it fairly controlled so that you could be more involved.
Well, you look in a particular fund depending on the size of the fund and in strategy, to put together about a 15 to 18 company portfolio.
Right. And how do you source your companies? How do you get out there and find what you like?
There's not any magic to it.
Right.
It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of people bringing good ideas to you. In our case, we work with a lot of research organizations. I need to be a little bit careful about mentioning some names, but... there's a lot of interesting technology out of, you know, obviously here we are in the Boston area. There are lots and lots of leading academic institutions, research hospitals. And that's really the case across the country. There are national labs that do a variety of different things and oftentimes create really compelling technology. And sometimes when it's done on the government's nickel developing a particular project, it can be done in a way that you really wouldn't do it if you were just funding that as a venture investor. Because some of that, there's no substitute for just big thinking. And I mean, if you think back to whenever the Reagan administration was talking about the missile defense shield, Star Wars, I mean, it was an enormous sort of concept project. And but if you look now, how many years later, 30 years later, you're seeing aspects of that are in operation. So that's a lot of big spending on some things that you couldn't do if you had a project and if you had a product in mind at the time.
So let's go into the Wayback Machine. Is this the first business you owned?
No, it's not. Actually, I started life as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. So you're a reformed lawyer. That's what people say.
I call it a recovering lawyer.
Okay.
Because I don't know that you're ever completely reformed.
Right.
And actually, I enjoyed practicing law, but from what I did as a lawyer... really found that I enjoyed working with entrepreneurs and working with people who were helping those entrepreneurs by financing them or partnering with them. And that drew me into starting a venture capital firm with a client. And so that's kind of the Wayback Machine. But another interesting aspect was, since most of what I've done is healthcare focused, we were starting that firm against the backdrop of the dot-com mania. So as the as folks doing healthcare, we were kind of like that unwanted stepchild. So it was an interesting baptism by fire, going out, putting together deals, attracting capital. But it's an awful lot of fun.
Interesting. Do you have a team?
We do.
Talk to us a little bit about the team.
So we've got several partners here in the Boston area. And we've got a partner down in the DC area, and we've got a partner out in the just north of the Bay Area. We have a combination of investment experience and operating experience. In fact, one of my partners now is somebody that I first came across 20 years ago when he was CEO of a company that we backed with ATV and Prism. And so he's not a guy that comes at it with investment experience, but his operating experience and also business maturity is really there. One of the areas where we think there will be enormous opportunity is in cybersecurity. One of my partners who's in the DC area is, I think, I would describe him as sort of a card-carrying rock star in cybersecurity. He has been involved in developing cybersecurity solutions in connection with military applications, intelligence applications. And people are just beginning to realize how critical the notion of cybersecurity is to everyday life when we've moved from a world of machines to a world of intelligence machines.
Right.
Where even in our car or in our home, we need to think about cybersecurity.
Everybody,
absolutely right. Everybody. And for me, as somebody who focuses on healthcare, this is an incredibly exciting time in the sense that you've got enormous, enormous disruptions in the industry. And part of the disruption comes from a change in the underlying paradigm, from something that has really been transactional, but now where the technology and behaviors and other elements have enabled us to catch up with creating a global budget business model. So what does that mean? 20 years ago, if you talked about wellness, you couldn't quantify it. You couldn't build a business around it or a business model. It was Blue Cross writes you a check for $100 because you go to the gym. But that was not really being able to say, here is the cost of this patient. Here is how we measure some of the care of that patient. And here's how we're able to intervene. And make sure that a patient is not crashing and burning in the emergency room when he or she doesn't need to. And a lot of it has to do with some of the technologies and the software and the analytics and the form factors. The fact of the matter is we're all running around with smartphones.
Right.
And physicians are doing that. There's a generational change. Another big driver is how consumers need to look at healthcare. So a lot of what we're looking at now is not making things to sell to people wearing white coats or scrubs. A lot of it is meaningful solutions that really dramatically change clinical outcomes, but also change life outcomes. And can involve services that are run by people that aren't necessarily physicians or nurses, but really move the needle. The fact of the matter is, here we are, baby boomers, you know, this narcissistic group of people. We all expect to live to be 150 years old and, you know, be living independently until we're at least 120 and probably still jet skiing till we're 110, okay?
Your mouth to God's ears.
Well, but that creates a whole bunch of practical problems. I shouldn't say practical problems, but practical things for which we need solutions.
Right.
We need to be able to be connected. We need to be able to have intervention when something can be prevented or something's going wrong. And we need also to take into account the fact that there's a lot of leverage we can get for how we live and how we take care not only of each other, but also ourselves.
So, David, if somebody wants to find you at New Technology Ventures, clearly this is something that you've immersed yourself in deeply, how would they find you?
Well, they can find us on our website. They can go out and do a web search on New Technology Ventures and probably find us. I have an open door policy, so people should feel free to reach out on LinkedIn and find me. Our website is ntv.vc.
Pretty easy. Right.
And people should be feeling free to get in touch. Because great. Some of those ideas that you bring forward, it's often helpful to start kicking them around early.
Just talk. Create conversation. Well, that's why we had you on.
Great.
Start a conversation. David, thanks for being on today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Again, we're speaking with David Hendren of New Technology Ventures. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stories after these messages.